You are with Phoenix 98 FM here at Latitude Festival, and I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined by Emily from Suffolk Archives. Hey there, Emily, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, on this very sunny Sunday.
It is. I don't think it's ever been kind of like this bright, this hot in all my years of coming to Latitude, but everyone seems to be enjoying it, which is really good to see. So tell us a bit about Suffolk Archives, because a lot of people don't realise just how far back the information that you have really goes.
Yeah, so Suffolk Archives, we hold like the archival collections. That means like anything 2D, books, letters, photographs, all sorts of things for the County of Suffolk. And our collection goes back over 900 years of history. And in our collection, we've got over 94 million pages of history and local stories and information. So we just have a great time at things like this, trying to bring those stories out to community.
Excellent. Yes, and it's really fascinating to see kind of like what you've got, because you've got things that are designed by students from the University of Suffolk. You've got some Pride Month related things. So so what's been popular this year?
So this year we brought along with us our lovely touring exhibitions trailer, which is literally a converted sheep trailer, very apt for Latitude. And it's got a lovely...
Indeed.
Yeah, I know. Not pink sheep, sadly, but there we go. It's got a little display in it, which is all about rebellious characters from Suffolk history. So real people from Suffolk past who've been brave, they've stood up to a cause that's important to them, they've led change, and we're just celebrating some of those stories about how you can be a rebel in your own community as well.
It's so good to hear, because I think a lot of those figures aren't very well known, and for them to have been right on your doorstep here has just really been amazing. Is there any particular stories that have jumped out to you?
Yes, one of my faves is a lady called Edith Maud Cook, who was born in around 1910. You're testing me now after a long weekend, something like that. And she was a young woman born in Ipswich. She was determined to be a parachutist, which is not something that women did at the time at all. And so she was determined to do this. She went, learned how to do it, did all of these like crazy stunts out of planes, and then also became the first woman to pilot a plane when she flew it in France. And so that's a wonderful piece of, you know, national history right on your doorstep in Suffolk.
That is truly amazing. And even if it was earlier or a bit later than 1910, it is still an amazing story. Excellent. And I love that you're bringing that here for people to find out. So have you got quite a busy summer at Suffolk Archives? Have you got more events coming up?
Yes, we've got a whole different programme all around this kind of theme of like Suffolk Rebels. We've got a fab exhibition called Marvellous and Mischievous that's actually on tour to us from British Library, which is great because it's got fab things from their collection, but we're bringing them to Suffolk rather than always having to go into London to see them. And then we've got a whole series of kind of mischievous, rebellious activities of storytelling. We've got loads of crafts, and then we're doing things like Latitude here. We're going off to Prima Donna Festival next weekend and a couple of other festivals in Ipswich and the surrounding area throughout the summer. So I think it's going to be a busy summer, but it's great fun.
Indeed. And the response, you know, from people walking around has been so fantastic. I just think it's so brilliant that you're bringing these stories that from people that we might realize you might have a lot more in common than you realize.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it's always about, that it's about pulling those stories out of the archives so that people can engage in them and find something that might really chime with them and their lives. Such as you mentioned, some of our Pride related things. That was a really big project we did all about pulling out from the archives LGBTQ+ stories from Suffolk history. Because at first glance, people would look at it and be like, oh, there's nothing sort of from the LGBTQ+ community in Suffolk history. But actually, you take the time, you delve into there, you chat to people, you find those stories. And so then that's our job, really, I see it, of taking them out so people can engage in them and take them and be inspired in whatever way they want to.
Excellent. Absolutely fantastic. Where can people go online to find out more about Suffolk Archives?
Yes, we've got a website, suffolkarchives.co.uk, and we're on all of the different social media channels as well. All the details, events, exhibitions, what we're about is all on there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for chatting to us today, Emily. And well, good luck with the rest of Latitude Festival and with all the other upcoming festivals you've got as well. It sounds like a busy summer with some great stories to tell.
Lovely. Thanks so much. Pleasure.